Hello, this is Patrick Widdis, and welcome to today's NaPoWriMo podcast. And again, we're going back into the archives and a prompt from Ella Duffy, who was talking about writing poems inspired by mythology. And this was a particularly successful prompt for me because the poem I wrote ended up being published in an anthology produced by Macmillan after the editor heard it on the podcast. So if you're listening and writing poems but not sending them in, then it's definitely worth sending them in, because if they're on the podcast, you never know who might be listening. Anyway, let's start with Ella's poem.
Halves. When the sea had me by the waist, I cupped my hands between my legs and pushed out my daughter. She could not know then, as I licked the caul from her scalp, that men would rate her as rare leather. Boats sag their bellies of netting for skin which might sieve a woman. The way her father had angled me from my pod, turned me out of fur to boast a girl. I carried my child as a stone, could never have seen us now, mother and pup, the two halves of a mussel shell, dipping the shy grey of our backs under foam and back into rumour.
So that was Ella Duffy with a poem drawn from Selkie mythology, and do listen to the full podcast for a lot more discussion about that. But here she is now with the prompt.
Yeah, so the prompt to reimagine or rewrite an existing piece of mythology or folklore or fairy tale, which, as I said, can seem like a quite intimidating idea, especially if you've got a backlog of authors that have rewritten it and reinvented it themselves, that, you know, the idea of where to start and you've got your blank page can be quite daunting. But I think with this prompt, it's an exciting one in that there are so many places that you can go with it, and you don't necessarily have to deal with the story in its entirety. You could pick something completely abstract as atmosphere or a feeling within the story. You could pick an object. You could pick a line from the existing story. You could pick a character trait. You could be as small as you like or as big as you like, but trying to do something new with the story and to make the familiar unfamiliar.
Yes, and I think initially it's a good opportunity to explore or rediscover some of these stories. When I started looking for inspiration for this prompt, I read various stories. I reread some of the Grimm's fairy tales. I read some Japanese folk tales that I hadn't read before, and some other things as well.
Yeah, I think that is revisiting stories that you've forgotten about, or again, as you said, stories that you've never read before, can be really inspirational and can prompt ideas that you didn't know you had.
Yeah, yes. And then I think, you know, if you can just sort of look for what bit of the story interests you, or you know, maybe something just at the edge of a story which is kind of interesting or odd in some way, which is kind of what I did. I actually ended up writing a poem about Medusa, which is something I know you've written about as well. So this was the poem I wrote. It's called Medusa's Head. It hangs from the end of my bed in a Marks and Spencer bag for life. It hisses in the night. I've been bitten once or twice. I tried to get rid of it, but the bin men won't take it, and I fear it's being unearthed or found washed up on shore. Besides, it has its uses. I stopped a burglar halfway out of a window, but couldn't extract the flat screen welded beneath his right arm. No one gives me any trouble since they saw the traffic warden on the high street, ticket still gripped in his petrified hands. But I'd like some company. I haven't had a relationship last more than 2 weeks. They all want to see it, and then it's over, whether I oblige or not. It was easy to slay her reflection, but I know it won't be over until I can look her in the eye.